This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. And joining us for the first time here on Ben and Woods, a pleasure to welcome San Diego Union Tribune reporter Andrew Dyer. I almost got that out right. Andrew, welcome to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm sorry, Andrew. It's for my partner.
You're all good. How are you all this morning?
Good, man. You were making the scene this weekend. You covered a lot of ground out there. Your pictures were, it's really, really phenomenal coverage. So kudos to you for going out there and handling that. In your opinion, man, I've seen some of the pictures, some of them fairly graphic. How in your opinion, when you were down there, how did things escalate from peaceful protest to not so peaceful protest?
Well, a lot of people are kind of speculating on what turned, and unfortunately, I didn't get there until just after 8 o'clock at night. So by the time I got there, officers were already firing less lethal munitions at demonstrators and, launching tear gas and flashbangs to disperse crowds. So by the time I got there, things were already really tense, and there were already these conflicts.
Andrew, did you have fear for your safety? I mean, what was kind of some of the more tense moments that you faced over the weekend?
Well, if you get too close to the crowd that is approaching the police line and throwing things, they are responding with, less lethal munitions and tear gas and stuff. So if you are in the vicinity of people that they are shooting at, then you kind of do run the risk of getting tagged yourself. I think they were shooting pepper balls, which kind of feel like a paintball if you've ever gone paintballing. I did take a couple of those, but after I identified myself as press and kind of made sure that they kind of knew where I was. So, but other than that, whenever I was over by the bank when people started getting into the windows and attempting to light it on fire, I was ignored. I didn't fear for my safety when I was around the people that were doing that.
Oh, we're talking to Andrew Dyer from the Union Tribune, and obviously some reporters across the country, not so lucky. I saw several videos of plenty of reporters identifying themselves as press, the proper credentials, and then wearing, rubber bullets right to the face in several instances. How much of that did you see going on? Were the police down there kind of taking into account that you guys were press and willing to move on?
I don't think they were really – they didn't seem really to care if you were press. The difference in what I saw in La Mesa and what happened in other protests was the officers there, which were largely county sheriff's deputies and San Diego police showed up later, was they were kind of holding a line. They were not moving into protesters to make arrests or anything. So to hold that line, if a group of protesters approached them and started throwing rocks and bottles, they would respond, but they weren't charging at them or trying to arrest people. So in doing that, there wasn't that sort of you know, we've seen some of these photos of officers, you know, tackling people and things like that. So there was none of that in La Mesa that I saw.
Talking to reporter Andrew Dyer from the Union Tribune. And Andrew, the media gets a lot of criticism, you know, in this day and age, you know, fake news type stuff. Can you tell me, though, because I work for a local television news station, and I know that there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes in terms of training and reporting and trying to be objective. Can you tell me about how you were prepared by the UT to kind of go into a situation like that?
Yeah, you know, every journalist kind of approaches the job in a similar way, and that's to try to tell a story as an observer. You don't want to put yourself on the side, you know, if there are two conflicting sides, you don't want to put yourself on the side of law enforcement or on the side of the demonstrators. You want to kind of try your best to tell an outside story. I think a lot of times that's really difficult and maybe an impossible goal, but it does affect kind of the language you use to describe what you're seeing, and you know, you try to just report what's happening. And in that sense, whenever you're describing what's happening in a protest like that, that does turn into, you know, what has been described a riot, you know, it actually simplifies things because, you know, you're just telling people what's happening. And but what gets lost when you do that is some of the context about why people might be angry and why this is happening. So
even the words you use can be difficult, though, Andrew. Sorry, excuse me. It can be difficult, mm-hmm. because a protester and a rioter and a looter might all be the same person. They might all be different persons. They might have different motivations. It's hard to classify even the group of people. They're not all necessarily the same group of people, the ones that were there during the day, during the night. Sometimes they all get lumped into, these are the protesters, here's what they were doing.
Exactly, and like I told you, I got there late, and as I was getting there, other people were getting there too. So there definitely were waves and different people, and there were even people in the crowd trying to discourage violence and discourage people from trying to you know, throw things at police. But you know, other people are there for other reasons.
Well, Andrew, I really appreciate it. Thanks for, you know, the service that you perform, and a lot of reporters were doing as well this weekend. I'm just trying to keep everybody informed. I know it's not an easy job, and we thank you for it, and we thank you for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Andrew Dyer from the UT on our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union voted for SDCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking. It is better. I think to me, and this is where it kind of started this morning, Woods, and I kind of want to finish there as well in these last couple of minutes. The vast majority of people who are out on the streets here in San Diego and across the country, vast majority, had nothing but good intentions in their hearts.
Yep.
I mean, millions of people, I would say, nationwide, who simply wanted to express their desire for a better, more fair system for everyone.
Seeking change. Seeking immediate change right now. I really fear, Ben, I fear the next, you know, the next few weeks.
It's kind of like,
with escalating tensions, you know. It's
kind of like when a team wins a championship and the vast majority of people are out there just to celebrate and honor their team. They just won the World Series or just won the NBA title. And there's always going to be a few people who are out there who overturn cars or light things on fire.
I was there. I've seen it. Have you ever been in one of – well, no. You grew up in San Diego. I'm sorry. So you've never actually been
– No, not here in San Diego, but I've seen it up in L.A.
You've seen it on TV.
Yeah, I've seen it on TV.
Well, yeah, you've seen it on TV. You've never been in it.
No, never been in it.
At the
doesn't happen here.
Was it the last game of the World Series in 1999 when the Yankees beat the Braves? It was with my dad. Yankee Stadium's in the Bronx. They went bananas. Bananas. Now, we got to get a train. We got to get on a train and get back to Manhattan. And I'm walking by, and they are, dude, they're flipping cars over. I mean, literally just, woo, screaming. And I'm, at the time, 99, I'm what, 24? I'm having a ball. I'm like, I wasn't scared at all. It would seem like people were out there just drunkenly having fun, obviously at the expense of, you know, somebody's Toyota Tercel that was parked on the side of the street. But I wasn't scared at all. I was, but it was wild to be a part of.
But I think the point here is that when emotions run high,
the energy,
and
yeah,
people
the energy,
are
the emotions,
together,
yes,
it's going to spill over. And whether that emotion is joy or anger, you're going to see a certain percentage of people. I mean, the only time that a real large group of people doesn't turn into anything is when people are just really kind of calm. When you get all out and, you know, it's a giant picnic or something. Yeah, things don't escalate. You know, you get a lot of people.
Like a Higgins family barbecue.
Out on the beach. You know, the beaches are really crowded. It doesn't necessarily escalate. But when people are either celebrating or protesting, when you get that many people together and emotions are that high,
it's going to
especially
happen.
At the end of the day, you know, some people may have been drinking, altered at some point. At the end of the day, things are going to happen. That's just, it's almost unavoidable in a situation like that. And there was certainly some of that. I don't want to say all of it because, you know, obviously a lot of people had different motivations. Certainly some of that was what was at play around the country this week.
Yeah, and again, I worry that, you know, I want everybody to be safe, but I absolutely, absolutely respect and honor your right to go out and protest, and I think that you should, and I think that it's got to stop. I think
yeah.
It's got to stop. You know, what happened to George Floyd can never happen again. It just cannot happen again.
Don't let the actions of a few minimize the good actions of many, whether it be protesters who are fighting for change or whether it be good police officers who are, you know, colored in a bad light
Yep.
by the ones who have acted in a bad way. I still think the majority of people on both sides really are positive and trying to do the right thing. And that's the takeaway that I have here, is that there's a lot of people who want good things for everybody, and that's what we're hoping to achieve.
Yep. I mean, again, it's not for me. It's just it's not a black and white thing. It's people that are racist against people that aren't racist, and that's kind of where I'm going to fall on that. Some people may not agree. That's okay. We don't all have to agree on everything. Frankly, most of us don't agree on a lot of things these days, but there's got to be a stand that's taken. And like I said, what happened to George Floyd can never happen again. It just can't happen again. I can't watch another video of a black man being shot in the back, running away, black man running down the street, being shot by two hillbilly clowns in Georgia, you know, 2 weeks ago. That was 2 weeks ago. It feels like there was nothing learned from that whatsoever. And it's just got to change. It's got to change now. So I found myself this weekend, I cried a lot, man. I watched a lot of this stuff. And, I also saw, like you said, man, that police officer in Flint, that the sheriff, like the head guy there in Flint going and marching with those people. He said, what can we do? And they said, march with us. He said, done. I'll walk with you all day. Cause that guy's not, he doesn't represent us, man. Moved me to tears. So, just keep doing good. Keep remembering to do good. Keep remembering to be kind. All of those things. And, I don't know, man. It was today was one of those shows that was not looking forward to doing it. I'm so glad that we did. You know, I was nervous. To be honest with you, I was pacing the house, and I thought, you know, this is nothing in comparison to what so many people go through. So I'm glad that you guys weighed in. I'm glad you weighed in on Twitter. We're always going to be here for you, and, you know, this is your platform too.
Yeah, totally appreciate it. Thanks again to Adam.
Our boss, man.
Filling in for Paul Reindl, who took a day off after getting married over the weekend. But Paul is going to be back tomorrow morning. And we are going to be talking about his wedding a little bit more. Get the firsthand account of the groom.
Let's talk about love.
We can talk about love.
Let's talk about the honeymoon.
We need to talk a little bit about love.
We do. I want to see how the wedding night went. I'd like great detail on
that.
We
don't need that much detail on that.
Well, you may not. I need details.
We can get more of the details from Paul in terms of how the Zoom part of the wedding. I mean, this was very unusual.
We actually probably can have some audio for you guys, too.
Yes.
If you want to
hear it. Paul recorded it, so he'll be able to bring some audio of the wedding and break it all down for us tomorrow.
Adam, how did we do today? It's weird that you have actual instant feedback from your program director. You know, they had to do these things in radio called air checks, where they'll pull a little bit and say, Ben, why can't you speak clearly? And they'll play it back, and Ben has to sit there and wear it. We haven't done them at the new station because we've been doing well. They're coming, just so you know. They're coming at some point. But how did we do?
Let's talk about it after the show.
Nah.
In all seriousness, you guys did great. It was a really tough day with tough topics. You guys were on top of it. You guys did a really great job today. Really
Thank
proud
you very
to be
much.
Really proud you guys are affiliated with this radio station.
Get that nice feedback right after the show.
It's nice. He's generally a positive guy.
He is.
Boss.
Now, we used to have to go do daily meetings at our old station. Daily. Do you remember those? Yeah. 5 days a week. 5 days a week, every day after the show, trudge back to that office, and they would say, well, hey, it's 7:30, and I would go, cool, play me the audio. Well, we didn't pull any audio. Then what are we doing in here? Why are we here? If you don't have something tangible you can play me that I screwed up.
Even I lost my cool.
Even then, you guys. Then we get
me who never loses his cool.
Goes, well, guys,
that's not even what I said. That's not even what I said. Just stop. Please, no.
It was just, it was the best.
All right.
And the worst. Please don't ever do that.
Adam Klug, filling in for Paul Reinl. Great job today. Woodsy, it's been a pleasure. Glad to get a week started with you again. We will be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Four more hours. Got the regular lineup today. Jim Rome Show coming up next. Coach John Gutierrez at noon. Gwynn and Chris, party like it's 1998. Coming up from 3 to 7. Stay tuned. It's San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Have a great Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.